Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You know, I grew up, especially my dad's mom, with all the canned foods, the emergency preparedness.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
As the ant prepares, the grasshopper dies in winter. You watch all these fancy pants know-it-all trendies that sit there and make fun of us that are prepared. And hell, I wasn't totally prepared with all the lockdowns and the power being out for more than a day and the rest of it. But when I saw the news come out and make fun of Texas and attack us everywhere and say how pathetic we are because we didn't have power and how it was our fault, I didn't know all about the grid. I obsessed over it because I knew it was how they were going to target us in the future. And I was right again, wasn't I? Because they're technocrats. They're going to take every fancy, complex system that we're not in control of, and they're going to rip us off with us. And now it all came together exactly what I already knew they'd done before. They did again, but even bigger. And it's so smoking gun that I'm trying to control myself right now. I'm probably taking years off my life. I'm so angry. But it's just a forte. It's a hors d'oeuvre. It's a prelude. It's a first taste. It's an icebreaker. Just the vanguard of what we are about to experience. And I know this in myself. And I know this intellectually. And so we need to get mad. Like he says in Network, he goes, I don't know what you to write your congressman. I don't know what to even tell you to write. But I just know this first, you got to get mad. You got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value, and I'm not going to sit here and take this globalist dehumanization. Because every elite throughout history wants to make their people poor and control them and tell them everything's their fault. That's how this always works. With all our robots and computers and everything, the metrics, we should be working 2 days a week living like kings. But instead, they just sabotage the whole system and manipulate it to keep us poor and dumbed down. It's a real paradox. So I'm going to control myself. I'm going to take a deep breath. When we come back, I'm going to plunge in and read this whole document on air that is the smoking gun of smoking guns of smoking guns. And it better go mega viral. Everybody else better write about it. I don't want any attention or credit. Bill Gates attacked me yesterday and a bunch of articles. And I called Paul Watson this morning. And I said, I want you to write an article about this, but just don't include these attacking me because they'll block it if that happens. Just talk about how he got caught paying for fake news articles about himself and claiming that India didn't block the COVID vaccine. So he wrote a big article about it, and I had myself not put in it. Because I don't care about being the big dog or, oh, we broke another story, aren't we great? I care about beating these people. But I do want you to go get the Infowars.com article and send everyone you know and go, here's Bill Gates paying the fact checkers. And he even owns the fact checking group saying his vaccine's totally safe. When we have Zuckerberg internal videos saying he doesn't trust it, while he censors me and you and everybody else, including Tucker Carlson, for saying the same damn thing. So the feds didn't let Texas turn its power on and up its power output. And it just shows how Texas, how the governor and others before him, Rick Perry as well, signed us over through ERCOT. Rick Perry's on Fox talking trash about the windmills. Hey, buddy, boy, you're the one that started it. And it's not about driving you into the ground. It's about not going to sit there and watch you not take credit for what you did, son. And that damn governor we got over there. Halfway, I'm glad he was at least saying, hey, let us turn the power on. Why wasn't he in a damn press conference on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday when he was begging behind the scenes, blaming it on the feds? Because he's bought and paid for, he doesn't want to mess with them. He's going to let them screw us. He's like, oh, just this is really going to hurt Texas. You need to stop. So he like a lawyer, he sent the letter. So he can't be held culpable for that. But then he let them F us over. So now I changed my mind. Now I thought about it. I actually hate Greg Abbott even more. You little lawyer. You little son of a, you know what? I was thinking, oh, that was nice of him trying to get our power on, but he didn't say a damn word publicly because all he was doing was covering his little ass. That's why we're in the position we're in as a bunch of lawyers, a bunch of candy-ass lawyers, covering their ass so much the Chinese are running the tables on us, getting ready to nuke our ass because you little chicken-net America-hating bastards have taken over the damn country. Be right back.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
Paul, guess what?
What?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell and we heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic and we hit it up in the cell window.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul...
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law... can't use this kind of language.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Friends, I had intended to come in today and open the phones up the entire four-hour broadcast, including clearing the deck in the fourth hour of our great guest host, Dr. Dick Begich, so I could take your phone calls from medical workers, doctors, nurses, about what you're seeing with the COVID-19 vaccine. Because as I suspected, it's not just certain nursing homes and hospitals are having mass deaths from the vaccine. Those are the ones that aren't corrupted or reporting the truth. I mean, we're talking about up to 5% of people dying that take it that are old. And again, we don't just pull that out of our rear end, do we? No, we have the British Ministry of Defense, who was administering it 2 months ago, said, uh-oh, whoa, hold your horses one weekend. We're getting a lot of old folks dying. Don't take this if you're above 75, pregnant, or 16 or younger. But I got articles flooding in from the Vatican where if people don't take it, they're fired. And I got articles flooding in where... a pregnant woman was a waitress, and she was fired because she wouldn't take it, even though it's not even approved for pregnant women. And you got all these women having miscarriages when they take it. That business owner should know your medical history. That business owner should know that you're even pregnant. But see how HIPAA's out the door? All our rights are out the door just suddenly. Oh, we don't do medical tests. We don't do medical studies. Oh, now your employer knows what your vaccine history is. This is a stampeding of our rights and our freedoms. Infowars.com, New York City waitress fired after refusing COVID vaccine, fearing it could cause infertility. Well, that's just what the head of the EU Commission said as a top scientist. And I'm going to hit that, and I'm going to take your calls, and I'm going to do it. But man, I'm I don't feel sorry for myself, but I'm overloaded. The Communist Chinese official government spokesperson came out and said, don't criticize our death camps with 1 million Christians, 1 million Buddhists, and 3 million Muslims in them. The Falun Gong, all of it, who are basically Buddhist light. You can't even feed your people, and America's a broken state, and they're making fun of Texas, when Texas was the main energy supplier for much of the U.S. until Obama got in and shut our plants off, and I have the smoking gun document that the Department of Energy was in control and not letting them up the plants. But that's on record under the law. I read you the law last hour. But Bloomberg and AP and Reuters and the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Austin American Statesman, the Houston Chronicle, the Dallas Morning News, they all gang up on Texas and say, Texas is pathetic. It can't even keep a light bulb on. They can't put a rocket in space. Everybody knows Texans can't wipe their butts. They certainly can't find their ass with both hands. And again, I have so much knowledge just living in Texas, and like half my family working in power plants, oil and gas, they just rotate through. When oil and gas is a boom, they're in that. When it's not, they go into the power generation. My whole life, driving around as a little kid, go visit family. Oh, we got to go do a geology test on an oil field. Let's drive 2 hours. Or hear people talk about power plant generation all day and the EPA. I mean, I know this stuff. And I talked to family, and I talked to others. They said, hey, Alex, you got to go look up. The feds are in control of our power plants. It's in the federal law. Obama did it. We're not allowed to turn the power on. And I knew that, and I said it Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. But I didn't show you the document, and I'm just reading it. Made me so angry that I almost turned this desk over. Seriously, man. But you know what? That's a normal response to learning. They're not just robbing our future. They're blaming us. They're starving people. They're bankrupting all these communities. They killed over 50 people. And then now they're going to rape us more and are telling us permanent blackouts because the feds put ERCOT in control because you can't have the state managing it. It's incredible. So you read the document. Order number 202211. Put out Saturday by the Department of Energy. And it's the governor days before begging them to turn the power on. But they say, well, you know, we've got these laws saying you're not allowed to turn your plants up because of carbon output. But we have a waiver power in the federal law that allows us to do it. So they waited until Saturday and actually even found articles where ERCOT admits this, but ERCOT doesn't mention the feds, that if they didn't up power by Saturday night, it would have been a multi-month-long power outage. And we're still getting rolling blackouts here. You're like, well, just have generators. We've got the generators. You know what happens when the power goes on and off the generators? It blows stuff. Things trip. It's like a haunted house in this place right now. I'm not complaining. This is what it is to be third world, folks. So they said to preserve the reliability of the bulk electric power system. ERCOT requests that the secretary issue an order immediately effective February 14th through February 19, 2021. Notice they asked days before, but they'd say, oh, now it's this date. Authorizing the provision of additional energy from all generation units subject to emissions. When you read the law on that, not coal, folks, or other permit limits. And I went and looked up the permit limits, and sure as the devil wears a red pajamas, it says they're not allowed to do it. Oh, you can up the windmill power? Oh, sorry, they're frozen. In the ERCOT region, that's Texas, the generating unit specified resources that this order pertains to are listed on the order 202-21-1 resource list as described below. And it's, oh, hydroelectric, and it's, oh, this. It takes them a week to turn a coal plant up. Didn't let them do that. EPA Section 202C2 requires the Secretary of Energy to ensure that any 202C order that may result in a conflict with requirement of any environmental law limit to the hours necessary to meet the emergency and serve the public interest and to the maximum extent that is practicable. be consistent with the applicable environmental law, and minimize any adverse environmental impacts. This is all felonies, okay? ERCOT anticipates this order may result in exceedance of emissions of carbon dioxide and water, of sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, mercury, and carbon monoxide emissions, as well as wastewater release limits. Another reason the water plants got shut down. To minimize adverse environmental impacts, the order limits operation of dispatch units, if you look at that definition, what that means, to the times and with the parameters determined by ERCOT with reliability purposes. And that all speaks to the law and what they're allowed to turn on. Did let them turn the coal power plants up, folks. Part B. To minimize adverse environmental, we're going to come back and read all this for you. It gets really bad right here. It's really, really bad. But the point is, the feds are in control. The feds wouldn't let them up the power till the power grid was going down, and then limited what they could do, and then sat back and said, Texas is a bunch of idiots, a bunch of hayseeds. Going, I'm watching Hee-Haw right now. Joe Biden's going to take me over. Joe Biden knows how to cook a possum. Oh, yeah.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in terms dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
About, oh, look, I'm so smart. It's like, we're smart. And the minute the crew came to me, I remembered a whole other constellation of information. One of the producers came to me and he said, this is about time of use thermostat control, where they claim, oh, we don't have enough power. We've got to control your house by remote control. And he gave me a whole stack of news articles, CNBC, AP, Reuters, Zero Hedge, you name it, CDC, all of it being admitted. The CDC is another one. Wait till you see this one. It's an orgy of info, folks. Wait till I hit that one. But what did I go post yesterday? It already seems like 100 years ago. Or 2 days ago on the ERCOT energy system. Because the politicians, they pass the buck. They go, oh, like Enron or like ERCOT, we'll just hand it over to some corporate group. With people in Canada and Germany. And they're all leftists, by the way. All this is environmental terrorism. What did I post on their door? Notice to globalist criminals, ERCOT chairwoman Sally Talberg, and other accomplices. Whistleblowers inside your organization, as well as the EPA and Texas government, are preparing to come forward and expose your giant Enron-style scam. You are hereby ordered by the people to cease and desist your staged blackout designed to condition Americans to accept the Great Reset and carbon credit rationing. Just as Governor Cuomo will be sent to prison for his crimes against humanity, you too will be held accountable. One last time, we are aware of your criminal enterprise to trick the public into accepting smart meters and monitoring of thermostats to jack up power prices as much as 10,000%. Stop your criminal activity now when the people are watching. Now, why is that so important? Because I showed you earlier today, people with $100 bills are getting $3,000 bills that had their power on during this. So I guess you're lucky if your power was off. But they do this as a formula to train you to accept double, triple, quadruple prices. And that's why they give you blackouts. That's what Enron did. And I know I keep saying that because if we don't have power and cheap power, we don't have a country. This is as big a tax as the income tax or as your Social Security tax, FICA. This is globalist war. Yeah, the ERCOT board meeting last week included jokes about cowboy boots, less than 40 seconds of storm talk. So let's read the key parts here. B, to minimize adverse environmental impacts, the order from the federal government, the takeaway is the feds are in control of Texas power. They're acting like Texas did this. No, they're in control. To minimize adverse environmental impacts, this order limits operation of dispatch units to the times and within parameters described by ERCOT for reliability purposes, consists with good utility practice. ERCOT shall exhaust all reasonably and practically available resources, including available imports. That's the $10,000 increase. That's the billions they just made, including available imports. Demand response and identify behind-the-meter generation resources selected to minimize an increase in emissions, evil carbon. To the extent that such resources provide support to maintain grid reliability prior to dispatching specified resources. That's David Humzunga, or whatever you say it, Acting Secretary of Energy. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The smoking gun of smoking guns. The feds in control of the Texas energy grid, ordering them to use outside power so they could charge us 10,000% more. And this is the creature that actually physically did it. There he is. You know, he's being taken care of. You can check his Swiss bank accounts. So let's continue. Here's Reuters, just to give you background. Texas wholesale electric prices spiked more than 10,000% amid outages. Oh, follow the money, folks. Outages morph into outages and outrage as Texas slapped with mind-blowing power bills that go from $50 per megawatt to $9,000 a megawatt. I'm not a mathematician off the top of my head. What is $50? Guys, will you divide 50 into 9,000 for me, and please give me the number? What is the price increase of 50 to 9,000? Sounds to me 50 if you divide it, is way more than a 10,000%. Because if you're from 50 to 9,000, that sounds like just all 18,000 times increase. I'm just like, because, you know, 9's not 10. It'd be very easy. If it was 10,000% increase from 50, we would know what that was. But that sounds like a 18,000% increase. Let's see how dumb I am. Let's see. It is. Boom. So just off the top of my head. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. An 18,000% increase. I mean, here's the deal, folks. These criminals can't help but steal and rob. That's why they're going to end up failing. That's the good news, is these people can't help themselves. They're not like masterminds. They just go, we control the power grid. We can rip them off. Do it. It's like Hitler, like, I can attack North Africa. I can attack England. I can attack France. I can attack Austria. I can attack Poland. I can attack the Russians. I mean, it's like, attack, 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 attack. And that's what they're going to do until you finally say no. But that's what they're doing. So, I mean, they can't help it. If you don't say no to them, and if you're not aware of them, you're like, hey, you increased prices 18,000%. Shut up, racist. If you play that game with them and let them be the authority, they will do nothing but rape you forever. So, 18,000% increase. A little secret about my brain is I can't do basic math if I try. Don't worry about it. I know the math answers, but it's easy stuff. Now, let's sit here and let's talk about this right now, because here's where we are. There's still a lot of the state without power, people dying everywhere, the cows dying, everything. It's liberal, though, so it doesn't matter. Millions freeze, trying to hold on without heat and water. Texas was seconds from complete disaster. Zero Hedge, Infowars.com. ERCOT now admits it would have been out for months and months if the feds hadn't signed the agreement on Saturday to let them turn up the power. Since when did the federal government run Texas? Because you're all hearing Texas did this, remember? Texas, it's not about me and Texas pride. But I live around here. We used to have so much power plants, we were supplying 15 states, and that's why Obama came in and cut it off, because Texas was his own damn country. We got so much natural gas, so much oil, and so much coal. I remember my grandma when I was about 15 years old. She goes, should I let them lignite mine the farm? Because we sold out most of the ranch property and stuff. And we're like, no, let's not let them bulldoze these hundreds of thousands of oak trees and pine trees. And they didn't do the lignite mine there. But these giant machines come in, and they just scoop off the topsoil, grab the lignite, and then replant it. And it looks even prettier after they're done. The point is, I know about this stuff, okay, is what I'm telling you. And this is the biggest screw job ever imagined. Texas is like the energy sector next to Saudi Arabia. We're it, baby. Oh, Saudi Arabia can't keep their lights on. Neither can Venezuela. They got almost as much as oil as Texas, but they're run by commies, and commies love to starve you.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I want to be clear. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Then we have Billy Corgan bringing us in. I want to be totally clear with you. I massively prepared for this show. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 stacks of news that I scanned over and read, and I've not even hit. Because most talk show hosts hit like one story a segment, and they go, oh, coming up is this. No! No! No, I will not sit here and watch the Department of Energy override Trump's executive orders and tell Texas they couldn't increase power when I have the smoking gun! Man, I just want to see this all over the news. I want to see them go to prison. I want to see Cuomo go to prison. Maybe that's something I'll preempt this for, is that Cuomo was in a press conference. I was getting a cup of coffee about 30 minutes ago. And I was so angry about this, I didn't come tell the crew to get it. He was, again, blaming the Internet and Twitter for people mad that he killed 16,000 old people on purpose. So here's the deal, ERCOT. And I want to be clear, ERCOT's just a little management front company. So the state of Texas goes, we're not going to run this scam, even though you're giving us lobbying money. Here, a private group runs it, and then they can charge us 10,000 times more. Abbott's in on it. Perry was in on it. They're all Enron creatures. The Bushes were in on it. The Clintons are in on it. It's all horrible, okay? But now it's here, and they're going to tell Texans, you're pathetic. Look at you wearing masks, and you're starving, and you're just, you're not exceptional. It's you just mismanaged it, you dumb bastards. You just got as much power as Saudi Arabia and a much bigger grid. It's like telling Mike Tyson in 1989 that he couldn't fight. It's a joke. It's time to bury the myth of Texas exceptionalism. And they show an old woman in a wheelchair wearing a mask. Well, hey, those folks may be buried. We're not. I know about energy. I know about petroleum geology. I know all about it, you jerks. And I know. But I got a phone call Saturday, Sunday, and Monday saying, Jones, look into the fact that we're ordered not to produce energy. And I just said, all my family says, and my contacts say, they're not allowed to increase energy, instead of the document that, thank God, folks reached out to us and pointed out was there, Department of Energy Order Number 202-21-1. That'll be on the political gravestone of Joe Biden. That'll be hung around his neck. That'll be his crown of thorns. That he signed, and I got the executive order right here. I'll show it to you. He signed an executive order a week and a half ago saying that, yeah, Texas couldn't override this because Trump has rescinded it. And then that big storm comes in right on time. I mean, wow, this illustrates everything. Executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. There's another one they call reestablishing science. Carbon dioxide's poison, and it kills plants, and you can't have it.
ERCOT has been alerted that numerous generator units will be unable to operate at full capacity without violating federal air quality and other permit limitations. Yeah, it's all, folks, I haven't even scratched the surface of this. But here's the bottom line. Let's say you love carbon taxes. You love the U.S. not having any power, Europe having no power, only China, India, and Mexico, and every other third world country where globals are invested. You like it, you fetishize it, you want to be bankrupt and starving in the dark. Okay, fair enough. Texas was ordered not to use its power plants, even though they shut down over 120. We still had enough power and enough backup with, like, huge rail cars full of coal, they could just flip switches and turn up the power. And they were told, sorry, can't use that. You've got to buy it from outside states at 10,000. Sorry, that was 3 days old. 18,000 times. 18,000 times the price. But it's like Biden increased the price of insulin 7 times. The average price of a prescription drug went up at least 100%. But it's all right. He's got a bunch of caps on his teeth. He's an old, dirty lawyer. He's liberal. Hell yeah, baby. Pay more for your drugs. Screw Trump. Woo! Let's all freeze to death because Joe Biden's wearing an aviator outfit. God help me, man. This is so surreal. The public is going to be forced to get informed. The public is going to be forced to learn about this. You think I want to study these people? You think I want to read Department of Energy documents all day? Look at these other articles. And I've got the documents. I've got all these documents here. I've got all the Department of Energy documents. I've got the executive order on protecting public health and the environment and restoring science. Oh, to tackle the climate crisis, Joe Biden. Notice I just told you this a few minutes ago. Now I'm showing it to you. I don't make any of this up, okay? Oh, here, let's look at it right here. Oh, this is a very important part of this. Executive Order 3139.
13920, May 1st, 2020, repealed, is hereby suspended for 90 days. The Secretary of Energy did this a week and a half ago. As Director of OMB, shall jointly consider whether to recommend that a replacement is issued. So they suspended Trump's order on not letting China in our grid and protecting the grid. There's a really important article on Infowars.com that you do not want to share with anybody. The temporary collapse of Texas is foreshadowing the total collapse of the United States. Michael Snyder, yeah, if you can collapse us, you can collapse anybody. People are like, Jones, how are you taking it? How am I taking it? I'm just getting it first because I'm strong. See how that works? And then they can take us out, they can get you. And Texas has got its problems. But it's got a spirit that's almost gone. We're on the fumes of it, but they know if it fires up, they're done. So they're hitting it as hard as they can before they come to you. That's all. I think it's a mistake that this operation comes out of Texas. I think it's a mistake Kennedy got his head blown off down here. People are ready to take action down here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not defending what happened to Kennedy. I'm just saying the New World Order is playing with a lot of fire. And they take our kindness as weakness because they're stupid. Because they haven't studied history and they have no idea about people dedicated to an idea, dedicated to their family, dedicated to God, dedicated to war to defend it if need be. And it doesn't matter if most of the public's in a trance. Here's the news, baby. I'm not in a trance. You're not in a trance. And we know what's going on and we're not putting up with it. It's all about spiritual energy. Everything is about energy. And as long as you don't submit to Biden and the New World Order, you're not under his control. No matter if you're homeless in a ditch, as long as you have a connection to God, you are greater than Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and these hunchback demon pigs. All right, I'm going to shift gears and hit the gigantic, over-the-top Bill Gates COVID-19 news that is absolutely critical. And then I'll take 2 hours of your phone calls, as promised, for medical workers to tell your testimony. But just be ready because I'm going to let you talk and I'm going to shut up before I have a heart attack. Separately and briefly, we have 10% off all storable food, even though it's already the lowest price out there. They can barely do this. It cuts into my profits and their profits to fund the operation. And I'm not bitching, but most storable food's either 1,000 calories, ours is 2,000. Ours is packed well. It's high quality. It's delicious. It's 2,000 calories or more. And by the time you look at everything, there's not a lot of profit. But the good news is we sell a lot of it. People go, wow, this is a good deal. Great packaging, ready to ship to you right now. High quality food, 2,000 plus calories. Or at least 2,000 per item. It varies. They're all at least 2,000. Infowarsstore.com. They've got the coffee. And they've got all the condiments. They've got all the side packages. And they've got all the special foods. They've got gigantic warehouses like the Death Star to be built inside of them. So Infowarsstore.com with the best deals, 10% off on the full spectrum of storable foods. PrepareWithAlex.com also takes you there. And we have 25% off winter sun, vitamin D3 for your immune system, knockout sleep aid, 40% off, 50% off lung cleanse, 50% off liquid turmeric, concentrated extract, highest quality. It's all there, and it funds an operation that is on fire against tyranny. We'll be right back next hour. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could.
I hate watching
little things I should have.
A bunch of stuffed suit Ivy League people talking about how dumb we are and screwing us over and lying about us, making fun of us. At the end of the day, I just want to see them fail. But more importantly, I want to see you. I want to see you succeed. Okay, here's the deal. I intend to do the whole show today, phone calls from medical workers about COVID-19 and all the deaths that are happening to old folks. And others that are taking the vaccines. We get so many of those calls without even trying to get them. I thought, wow, just line these suckers up. And if you call in and love it, you think it's as good as pumpkin pie, then you can call in too. We're not censoring your call. We'd love to hear from you. We're not like the left that just packages one idea and pushes for that. My God, damn me to hell. That's where I am. That's not who I am. I believe in your free will. But I want to do two things. I want to open the phones up on two topics in the next hour. Ahead of Max Kaiser joining us on Bitcoin surging, and then Joel Skousen on the lockdowns and the power outages and the climate lockdowns that are coming. But I want to take an hour of phone calls coming up. I mean, right to your calls. Did a pretty good job yesterday. Took about 30 calls. Won't take even more, but just get ready. I'm going to go to you quick. Or try to go to you quick. It's a big show. We have a lot of callers. So 20 phone lines. But two questions. What do you make of this Department of Energy document admitting that we're in control of Texas Power? We didn't let you turn your power on until Saturday night once the lockdown and the power outage already happened, and then it had to be, quote, environmentally sensitive stuff, and you had to buy the power from outside states at 10,000% the prices. I mean, all of that is just incredible. And the fact that they would do that and try that, and that Ted Cruz isn't criticizing it, Governor Abbott isn't criticizing it, just like a lot of Republicans will criticize big tech censorship and never do anything, it's because they're really on the payroll. And I'm not saying Cruz is bad. I'm not saying Abbott's totally bad. I'm just saying they're not men. They ain't got the huevos, rancheros. That, I mean, because here's the deal. I'm not selling out to anything. You put a damn gun to my head, line my kids up if you want. It's just, that's a power I've got over the enemy. I don't give a damn. And I'm not trying to act like a tough guy here. I'm just sick of people playing both sides. I mean, look, dumbasses. Hey, Ted Cruz, you ever have the New World Order offer you $10 million? Probably not, buddy boy. I had that 15 years ago. So why are you flying coach on Southwest? It's because you sold out. And I'll put you down. I'm not a fat cat saying, hey, dude, look, you'd have the whole wealth of the universe. You're a leader. You're smart. Stop kissing the system's ass. Go to war, Cruz. There he is in Austin being harassed. Cancun's like flying to Dallas. It's an hour and a half away. Big deal he went there. He should have attacked the Democrats and ERCOT and the Department of Energy and then gone there. I wouldn't let my daughters go to Cancun unless I went with them. But none of that matters. He didn't call for the lockdown. He wasn't like the Austin mayor on a private jet during a lockdown, partying with no mask on in Cancun. Because folks that don't live in Texas, like Cancun's like, especially if you're in South Texas, I mean, South Texas is an hour away. Austin is an hour and 40 minutes away. I'm defending Ted Cruz. I want Ted Cruz to go to war for me. He's got all the cards, but he's too smart, isn't he? But Ted Cruz is way better than Greg Abbott and way better than John Cornyn. It's just that, man, Texas wants leadership, and Texas is under globalist attack because everybody from Joe Rogan to the Easter Bunny is moving here. Look at Sink Uyghur, named after a genocidal group, the Young Turks, that killed 1.5 million Armenian Christians. Only upside of Texas power outages is people like Joe Rogan, who were so proud to leave California and move to Texas, freezing their asses off. They said they wanted less government. Congrats, mission accomplished. I hope you're not asking the government to come help you. Wow. I just showed you where the Department of Energy, under Obama, and Trump couldn't reverse it, didn't reverse it, shut down over 120 coal power plants and wouldn't let us turn them back on when the governor begged days before the outages to override the federal law. And only once the power was off did Biden say, yes, now I override it, so he could have the cake and eat it too. Perfect. Exactly as I would do it if I was a Satanist. Because I'm not a Satanist, but I can definitely tune into that channel. That's why they hate me, folks. I'm not bragging. I've got the enemy's number. Okay, I've got it. I've got it. Listen, my baby, she's got it. My baby, she's got it. I'm not trying to brag to the audience because the enemy knows I'm in danger. I got the enemy's number. I can dial directly into their channel and hear what they're doing. That son of a bitch can't dial into anything. He just grovels to the system. Shut him down. I can't look at him. Oh, God. Oh, don't put him on screen. I mean, look at that. Can you imagine serving Satan? And you, I mean, this is what we've got. Alex, 877-789-2539, 877-789-Alex, from Texans or others that were shut down these power scams, or medical doctors, nurses, others. And if you think COVID's great and was great for you, I want to hear from you. God, I'd actually hope like 10 calls in a row, like, I took it and it's great. I go, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's okay. But I know I'm not. It's open phones. We don't censor you. Just have a clear phone, your topic, and you're on air to millions. Millions are tuned in right now. Millions. There's probably 3 million people right now on radio stations and our streams watching. 3 million people. That's a lot of, that's 30 sports stadiums of 100,000 people. I'm so blessed. It's all God, all glory to God. I'm so blessed to be here. But I want to talk to you. 877.
989-2539. Now, I haven't hit the COVID news that is as big as Donkey Kong's pecker. And I'm sorry, I'm not a worldly guy, but I just say what I want to say. Sorry. It's big. It's big. And wait till I hit this, because Bill Gates attacked me in Newsweek, AP, Reuters. I have a Google alert deal. And so a day ago, I wake up, there's like, you have 7,000, seriously, you have 7,000 messages. And I'm like trying to look at it on my computer while I'm drinking coffee, and it's just like, it's all the same article. And Bill Gates paid for it. Bill Gates came out and said, I'm a liar. Nobody in India banned his vaccine, which he owns and runs, the Pfizer vaccine. So Paul Watson, I called Paul this morning, and I said, please, you're a good writer. I could write this myself, but will you just write this? He said, yeah, I'll do it. So Paul wrote an article about it. I said, don't put me in it. Don't make it about me. It's just an article about they claim India has not said no to the Pfizer vaccine, which is an admitted fact. I got a whole stack of articles I'll show you coming up. Can we show the Paul Watson article? It's Newsweek fact check claims India vaccine ban mostly false while admitting de facto ban. They said, you're not going to do the vaccine here. It's untested. It's banned. And they go, well, it's banned, but Jones is a liar. And it's banned in South Africa. And they've banned the government vaccine in Australia. And Merck pulled out of their vaccine. And all that's true. And I didn't even know. I don't pay attention. I mean, I learned, I guess, 3 days ago, Rush Limbaugh, Satan, and Alex Jones were the top trends on Twitter. Like, Rush Limbaugh, Satan, like, Rush Limbaugh's first, then Satan, then I'm like, you know, down here. Because the left was doing like a joke, like, oh, you hurt me so bad saying I'm Satan. Please don't do it anymore. Like, they think it's all just dumb what they do. You just send us massive traffic, you idiots. But what am I getting at here? What am I hitting at here? They're scared, and they know the truth's coming out. And so they're saying India didn't ban our vaccine, and the article says they won't allow it. It is banned, but not the way Alex Jones says. So that's just another giant enchilada. And again, we built this infrastructure. You supported it. So I'm sitting here just thanking God every moment. So I'm like my post firing the can, like the enemy, like it's a video game, but it's real. And I'm just like, thank you, God, I'm still in the game. Because I can't believe this. And, like, do you realize how weak they are? I'm not that powerful. I call out that India banned it. No one else was doing it. It goes totally viral. I mean, that's a big deal. But, you know, it was you. You understood it was important. You got it out. So it had a gigantic effect. And now Bill Gates has got crap running down the inside of his leg, which is exactly what I want him to have going on. Because I feel God getting closer to me as Bill Gates hates me. See, it's all about God fear. Not fear of God, fear of God leaving. Fear of God is, no, 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 no. I need you, like a fire going away in the cold. Oh, come around. Like, the more danger I'm in, the closer I'm to God. It's like, oh, this is good. The enemy's like, why are you not scared? God's getting real close now. Oh, he's getting so close. Oh, I can imagine right when they take that gun to my head and say, denounce Christ, I'll be like, pull that trigger, bitch. I'm with Jesus.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.